Welcome to the Akigawa Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We hope this resource will help you in your walk with Jesus as you grow more and more into His image. For more information about Akigawa Baptist Church, please visit akigawabc.com. Now, enjoy the sermon.
Well, last week we learned that because we are in Jesus, because I am in Christ, I have been given the strength to follow after Jesus. And you have too, right? Even in these areas of our weaknesses, Jesus even uses the areas of our weaknesses to show us and those around us His glory and His strength, right? He does that by making it possible for us to do things that we previously were not able to do. Our weakness literally becomes a canvas on which Jesus displays His strength, His glory to us and to those around us, right? That's what we've been learning last week. Well, this week, we're going to take a little bit of a different focus here, and that's this. Understanding that Jesus gives me the strength to follow Him, the next question is this. How do I know how to obey the things that He teaches me in my life? See, as Jesus teaches us things through His Word, how do I actually apply those truths to my unique aspect of life? How do I apply those things in my daily living here, now, today? The truths that Jesus are in Jesus's Word or in the Word of God. How do I apply those to my life? Those are the things that we're going to look at today. Well, we're going to find out that because you are in Christ, Jesus has already prepared exactly what you need to be able to understand, not only to have the strength to follow Him, but to understand how to follow Him, giving you the direction and the guidance you need to follow after Jesus. That's what we're going to learn about today. So, to help us to understand who we are in Christ, one of the things we're going to do is something that we've done quite a bit over the last couple of passages, the sermons that we've been looking at, and that's this. We're going to go back to the conversation that Jesus had with His disciples before He was about to be crucified, that Last Supper, when Jesus was pouring His heart out, talking to His disciples and literally just sharing everything He could with them during the time that they were there before He was to be crucified, before He was to be buried, and not long after, rising, ascending to heaven to sit on the right hand of His Father, right? So this last conversation is critical for Jesus sharing His heart with the disciples, helping them to learn what it means to live after He has ascended to heaven and after and during the time that He is being crucified and buried, right? So we're going to go back to that passage. John chapter 14 is where we're going to look. John 14. John 14, we're going to look at verses 15 through 17. This is what it says in verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And this is the preface of what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about, listen, I'm telling you all these different things, and if you love me, one of the ways you show you love me is by keeping my commandments. Jesus already we understand that Jesus gives us His strength to keep those commandments, but then this is something interesting. He starts out saying, if you love me, keep my commandments, follow after me, and in order to do that, in order for you to do that, I'm going to give you help. I'm going to help you to do that. Verse 16. And I will pray the Father, I will ask the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, just like me, another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Jesus says He's going to ask the Father to give not only the disciples, but us, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to walk with us. Just like Jesus did with His disciples. He walked with them through life during those 3 years they were together, right? And for the disciples in this conversation, He's about to be nailed to the cross. He's about to ascend to heaven. He's about to do that, but He does not leave them alone. This is helpful. He sends them another comforter, just like Him, to be able to walk with them, to be able to be with them, to be able to guide them as He is ascended to heaven. This comforter will never leave them. He will never, He will be with him all the time. And this is literally what the Holy Spirit does for every one of us who are in Christ. For every one of us who are in Christ, we have the Holy Spirit to be in us, to abide with us, to walk with us each step of our lives as we follow after Jesus. It's literally what his name means. In the Greek, it means parakletos, parakletos, which means called to walk alongside, called to walk alongside. This is literally what the Holy Spirit does, right? Because you are in Jesus, Jesus has not only given you the strength, the power, the ability to follow him, but he has also given you a comforter, a guide to walk alongside you, to guide you in understanding how to do just that, to guide you every step of the way, to show you how to follow Jesus, right? Verse 17, let's keep reading. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The Holy Spirit abides with you only because of who you are in Jesus. This is a special, special gift that is given to those who are in Christ. The Holy Spirit is with you. The reason you know him when others around you don't is because of the fact that he dwells in you. Others don't know what to look for. They're not aware of him. And yet you experience his presence in your life as he walks with you and as he teaches you and he shows you things about who Jesus is. You get to recognize him. You see that he is in you because of who you are in Jesus. So here's a question. How does the Holy Spirit actually help you? Let's kind of look at this in a practical aspect of your life. How does the Holy Spirit actually help you and guide you? What are the ways he does that in your life? That's what we're going to look at, okay? One of the ways that the Holy Spirit helps you is actually found in verse 17, where we said the Spirit of truth. It was a description of who the Holy Spirit was, right? And Jesus described him as the Spirit of truth. Right? What does that mean? Well, we're going to find out later on in Jesus's conversation with his disciples something very interesting. In fact, if you go down to John 16, a few chapters later from where we were to where Jesus introduced the Spirit of truth to the disciples, he starts to tell a little bit more about what the Holy Spirit is going to be doing, right? And he's kind of at the end of his conversation here, and his heart is just like over, Jesus' heart is overflowing with, oh, there's so much I want to tell you. John 16, verse 12 says this, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Jesus is with his disciples. He's like giving his heart to them. He's like showing them so much of what he wants to tell them. And he's like, man, there's so much more I want to tell you. There's so much more I want you to understand. But I know your cup is full. You can't receive anymore. There's a limit to your understanding. And I recognize that. So I'm not going to go past that. But here's the thing. Verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Here's what Jesus is saying. When Jesus was with his disciples, there was so much more he wanted to tell them, but recognizing their capacity to understand all that he wanted to show them, the limit that they had, he was like, this is all I can share with you. But the Holy Spirit will help you to understand much more than I can here in this setting. He literally talks about how he will not speak of himself. He's going to speak of Jesus himself and the things that Jesus was going to teach them. He's going to share with them and then to share on, transfer that with the disciples. And this is what the Holy Spirit does. He walks alongside. Oh, this is so good. The Holy Spirit walks literally alongside us, step by step. He's with us. And one of the things he does is he helps us to understand the truths of Jesus, right? He helps us to understand heavenly truths. These truths that transcend time and space. What the Holy Spirit does is he makes these magnificent, time-transcending, space-transcending truths to fit into our time and our place. This is what the Holy Spirit does. The amazing thing is this. He does this according to our capacity to follow after him. He walks with us. This is so amazing if you think about it. The Holy Spirit sees where we are in our capacity of understanding truth. I mean, think about how you've read scripture before. I'm sure this has happened to you. You read the Bible, and there's a passage in the scripture that totally doesn't make sense. It's like, I don't get this. I'm just going to just move on because I don't understand this passage of scripture. So you move on and you read other things, and then a few years later, you come back to the same passage of scripture, and you're like, oh, that's what that means. Oh, that makes so much sense. Oh, I understand now. It makes sense. This is literally the Holy Spirit not giving you more than you are able to handle and walking with you. So at the point that you're ready to understand that scripture, the Holy Spirit reveals that truth to you. He literally patiently walks with us. He doesn't run ahead and wait for us to catch up. He literally takes each step of following after Jesus with us. I don't know about you, but I am so thankful for that because there are times in my spiritual life, my walk with Jesus, that my walking is very slow or I'm like piddling around, walking slow. There's like my growth is not as fast as I want it to be. And even in those times, the Holy Spirit gently, patiently, very patiently walks with me to help me, to guide me, to teach me the things of Jesus. One of the main ways that the Holy Spirit helps us to understand truth, the Spirit of truth, how does he help us to understand truth? One of the main ways he does that is by revealing more and more of the truth of Jesus. Jesus, the one whom we are following. Look at verse 14. It says this, "He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you." It is hard for us to be able to follow after somebody that you don't see. You know what I mean? Like if you're trying to follow somebody and you don't see them, it's hard to know where they're going. It's hard to understand how to repeat, how to mimic that person, right? And so that's literally what the Holy Spirit does, is he guides us by revealing Jesus and his glory. And in doing so, one, we get to see how awesome Jesus is in the magnificence of his glory as King of Kings, right? He takes all that is Jesus, all of his glorious majesty as God, but he also takes the perfect obedience, the humility, the meekness of Jesus, and he shows it to us as well to help us to see how Jesus lived here on earth. He shows us Jesus in his glory to remind us of how wonderful and awesome he is, one, to be worthy of following after, and then he shows us his humility as God in the flesh and his perfect submission and his perfect obedience. It says, this is how you follow after Jesus, and he reveals that to us, right? He reveals Jesus to us. Here's the question. As the Holy Spirit reveals truths about Jesus to us, how should we respond to those teachings? How do we respond to the Holy Spirit as he guides us? The answer to this is found in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5. In Galatians 5, in verse 25, it says this. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit abides in us, gently, patiently helping us to see the truths of Jesus in our lives, in my life and in your life. Because he holds our hands as we grow, he's patiently walking with us. Let's respond to that by following him. Let's respond by trusting him enough to take his hand and take the next step with him. Right now we're in Tennessee, just thoroughly enjoying nature around us. And just a few days ago, we got the opportunity to go horseback riding. Now Asher, for him, it was the absolute first time he's been able to do horseback riding where he's the only one riding the horse, right? And so we were telling Asher, this is gonna be so fun. You're gonna love this. It's gonna be great. The horse is gentle. He's very patient. He's very kind. He's a nice horse. You're gonna love him, right? But I'm sure for Asher, what is going through his mind is this thing is big. And if I fall off this thing, I'm going to die. You know, that kind of aspect, right? And so for Asher, he had to trust us and said and recognize that there was an aspect of trust in order for him to get on the horse to be able to ride it, right? He did get on it. And he wrote it. And for him, it was the best experience ever. He was like, oh, man, this is so cool. Oh, I get to ride a horse. And he just, how was it, Ash? Oh, it's amazing. He got to experience the joy of riding a horse because he was willing to trust what his mom and dad told him and to follow after them and take the next step, right? He could have said, oh, it's too scary. I don't want to do that. I'd just rather ride a swing. I know I can ride a swing and I know it's fine and it's not going to be scary or anything. I'll just ride a swing instead of riding a horse. He could have said that. We wouldn't have forced him, probably. No, we wouldn't have forced him, right? Forced him to ride the horse. We would have said, okay, that's fine. You don't have to. But because he was willing to trust us and because he was willing to take that step of faith to do something that he had never done before and get on the horse, he got to experience the joy, the fun of being able to ride a horse like that, right? That experience was awesome. Well, that's a lot like how you and I follow after the Holy Spirit. When he leads us, when he says, this is how you should follow Jesus, when he takes our hand and says, this is the way you should go, if we trust him enough to follow him, to be willing to let go of things that would hold us back from following Jesus, to be willing to put the next step forward, we also get to experience all kinds of exciting, fresh aspects of following after Jesus. So our response should be, as the Holy Spirit guides you, walk after him. As he lives in you, as you live in him, walk after him. So what happens when we do that? What happens when we choose to trust in the Holy Spirit as he leads us and shows us these truths of Jesus? This is how Jesus lived. This is how I want you to live. Come follow me. Let's do this together. What happens when we do that? What happens when we trust the Holy Spirit? The answer is actually found in Galatians just a few verses earlier, verses 22 and verses 23. Verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit, the effects of following after the Spirit. This is what happens when you follow after the Spirit. The effects, the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, verse 23, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. This is what this verse is saying. The fruit of the Holy Spirit are the effects of walking after this Holy Spirit as he guides you. So in order for this to happen, first, to experience the effects of this love, joy, peace, long-suffering, etc., etc., in order for you to be able to experience that, the first step is that you need to have the Holy Spirit guide you in them, right? This is what the Holy Spirit does. If you want to experience these things, you need the Holy Spirit to lead you into them. And the second thing is this, you need to be able to respond to the Holy Spirit's guiding by trusting him enough to walk with him as he guides you, to take those steps of faith as he leads you in following after Jesus. So what happens? Let me show you what this looks like in your life as you do this, right? Let's take the first one. When you walk in the Spirit, he guides you in love. He guides you in love. You discover a deeper love for your Heavenly Father. You discover, one, that your Father loves you. And you see in scriptures how Jesus loves you so much. You see all of the ways in which Jesus loves you. And your response to that, we love because he first loved us. As the Holy Spirit leads you in seeing the love of Jesus for you, your response to that is, if you trust him, responding in love. You have your heart grows in being able to love not only Jesus, not only your Heavenly Father, but in loving your brothers and sisters and in loving others around you. You get to experience the effects of growing in love by following after the Holy Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit, he guides you also in joy. You discover the joy of realizing what God has already done in your life. You look back, the Holy Spirit reveals all of the ways in which he saved you, he redeemed you, he made you his own, he made you his child in all of these ways, and your heart just fills with joy, right? And you see more and more, the Holy Spirit reveals to you more and more of the joy of what he has done in your life and even what he is doing right now in your life. It's that joy that Jesus had as he lived life himself, fully confident in how his Father provided for him. And in the same way, you live in full joy, fully confident in the fact that God the Father has provided and will continue to provide for you. When you walk in the Spirit, he guides you in peace. You start seeing what it means to not have to worry about life, because you discover more and more that God really does take care of you. The Holy Spirit shows you, look at this. This is how the Holy Spirit, this is how the Father takes care of you. This is how Jesus takes care of you. And you respond in peace, assurance that you really are in the Father's hands. And you can live life in full peace and confidence in the same way that Jesus lived his life here on earth. He lived a life in full peace, understanding who he was. And you can too. When you walk in the Spirit, he guides you in patience. You discover things, you discover that things don't upset you as much as they used to. And with that freedom, as the it comes from knowing the patience the Father has for you. It comes from knowing the patience Jesus has with you. And as you see his patience in your life, you can respond by having that patience in your life as well. The freedom and the freedom that comes from that, the freedom that comes from being patient, not as upset as much as you were, as you walk with your family, with your brothers and sisters in Christ. That patience comes from following after the Holy Spirit as he reveals the patience Jesus has in your with you and you can have with your brothers and sisters. When you walk in the Spirit, he guides you in kindness. You discover that you are able to show real concern for others when they have needs. This freedom, this isn't just an outward show like, oh yeah, oh, that's too bad, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But it's an actual real heart that genuinely has compassion for others, that makes you want to be with them, that makes you want to help them. Just like you see Jesus in Scripture, the Holy Spirit says, see, this is how Jesus was, and this is how I can help you to be too when you follow after Jesus. Not just an outward expression of concern, but a genuine, real heart of compassion that wants to be with those who are hurting, that wants to be able to share the love of Jesus with them. This is how your heart changed, and the effect of that. Isn't that amazing? When you walk with the Holy Spirit, he guides you in goodness. You discover that you enjoy the freedom of a life lived in purity and holiness. You discover the freedom of a heart that is not chained by the guilt of sin, and it gives you a desire to be more like Jesus in his purity, and to enjoy the freedom of living a life that is victorious over sin. When you walk in the Spirit, he guides you in faithfulness. You learn more and more that because your Father is faithful to you, you can be steadfast in your trust in him. You can learn to be faithful in following him because the Holy Spirit shows you how faithful Jesus is to you. Isn't that amazing? So he shows you Jesus' faithfulness to you, and he shows that Jesus is trustworthy. And in that showing, in showing you that, you learn that you can trust him, and that your trust in him is, you can be faithful in trusting him no matter what comes, because you know that he is faithful and trustworthy. And you are able to be trustworthy and faithful in following after Jesus. When you walk in the Holy Spirit, he guides you in gentleness. You see more, you discover more of who you are in Jesus as the Holy Spirit reveals himself to you, right? And in meekness, right? And it helps you to be more humble, to be more thankful, to be more gracious to others, because you recognize the Holy Spirit reveals all the things that Jesus has done for you, and all the things you are isn't because of you, but it's because of Jesus in you. And it helps you to be humble. It helps you to see more and more, oh, I am what I am, not because of me, but because of Jesus in me. And it helps you to learn to be more humble, to be more thankful, and also to be more gracious to others, and to be more gentle to them as Jesus was to those around them. And finally, when you walk with the Spirit, he guides you in self-control. when you see all you have in Jesus, when you see how much he cares for you, you more and more, as you understand that, you are more readily satisfied in the fact that Jesus is everything you have and everything you need. You find full and complete satisfaction in Jesus. This is the Holy Spirit showing you who Jesus is in you. The more you understand that, the more you see that, the more you understand the experience of having self-control. I am so full and so satisfied in Jesus that the lusts of my flesh no longer have that strong appetite. I'm able to see through the empty promises of my fleshly lusts, and they become less appealing than having the full satisfaction of being in Jesus. The Holy Spirit shows you all of who Jesus is in you. And it helps you. The effect of that is self-control, because you are fully satisfied in Jesus, that you no longer need to follow after the lusts of your flesh. Do you see how that works? This is literally how the Holy Spirit helps you and I to be able to follow after Jesus. What it requires? One, the Holy Spirit has to guide you. He has to reveal to you the truths as he walks step by step with where you are at in your Christian life. He reveals truths for you as you are ready to receive them. And then your step, your response to that is by trusting him enough to take his hand and take the next step in faith, knowing that the experience you're going to enjoy because of who you are in Jesus, following after the Holy Spirit as he guides you in following after Jesus, you're going to experience all of the effects of following the Holy Spirit in your life. And that's what I hope you do. So, and as we grow in that, this is a lifelong journey. Take each step fully confident that the Holy Spirit sees where you're at and he's guiding you gently, patiently to where you will become one day as you grow in being changed into the image of Jesus, because the Holy Spirit walks with you step by step. Isn't that awesome? Oh man, I tell you what, I'm so excited. I'm just amazed and thankful for how the Holy Spirit guides us in this way. Well, let's close in prayer, and then we'll go ahead and call it a day. All right, Father, thank you so much for the ways in which you bless us in this way. Jesus, because of the fact that we are in you, we have been given so, so much. Holy Spirit, wow, what a patient guide you have been for us. Thank you so much for how patiently you guide us. And I pray that you would continue to teach us more of who Jesus is, to show us more of the truths of Jesus so that we can follow after him as you guide us each step of the way. Thank you for all of the ways in which we are cared for in this life on earth. And help us to respond in trust and obedience to your leading, please. In Jesus' name, amen.